Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The Black Hills Community Theater has a new artistic director. Zach Curtis is an actor and director. He has more than 20 years of theater experience. He comes to South Dakota after a run as the longest tenured artistic director of the Paul Bunyan Playhouse in Bemidji, Minnesota. And he's got a long list of other accolades as well. Zach Curtis joins us now from Minneapolis. Hey, Zach, welcome to In the Moment.
Hello, thank you for having me.
All right, so what are you doing in Minneapolis right now? What's your current role? Are you freelancing until you get to us?
I've been freelancing. It's what I've basically been doing for the last, probably 15 years or so, along with working for the Paul Bunyan Playhouse, which I did for a decade. But yes, I've been living sort of the nomadic life of a freelance artist.
All right. So tell me what an artistic director does for a playhouse.
Well, the majority of the job revolves around just, you know, the overall artistic scope of the theater. So I'm in charge of overseeing all of the shows. I have a lot to do with the selection of the shows that are being done in the season, as well as the hiring of all of the staff. And I'll oversee auditions and things like that. It's basically sort of all-encompassing, making sure that whatever happens on opening night gets done. I always like to say that it's a fun job in the fact that when things go really well, you get a lot of accolades and credits, and it's a difficult job in that when things don't go well, you are the person who is to blame.
Right, right. What makes a really thriving community theater?
Well, it really just comes from the people involved, and what I'm excited about with Rapid City and the Black Hills Community Theater is that there's a really strong base of artists who are committed to working for the theater and committed to doing great art. And I think it's a really great community for it because there are not a lot of theaters in town. And so it really is one of the predominant spaces to work in. And so you're getting really the best of the people who are interested in being part of the theater community.
So then how do you have to sort of know who might audition for a play in the community before you select the plays, or do you pick what you think the community might want to see, what you think you can stage, and then roll the dice as far as who walks in on audition day?
Right. There's a lot of dice rolling going on, especially in this case. I'm coming, you know, brand new to the community, so I don't really know a lot of who's out there. What we instead are focusing on, because we are actually working on play selection right now for the 2017-18 season, is finding a combination of shows that really serves the audience, that brings a good variety of performances to the stage, but also, you know, would intrigue and bring in people over the course of an entire season.
All right. So give me an idea of what some of those shows that you have done in the past in Bemidji, or even as an actor, that sort of stretch an actor, stretch a community, but also, you know, give you the, you know, ticket sales that you need or the experience that the actors and community needs.
Sure. Well, I mean, a perfect example is a show that the Black Hills Community Theater just did this last fall with the production of Disney's The Little Mermaid, which is technically a very difficult show. It's got a lot of things going on in it, but of course, it's a very popular title. People really enjoy it. I've always advocated very much for, I think there are two ways to get people in the door. One is to do safe theater, and one is to do really strong theater. And I always advocate for strong theater, meaning shows that people still want to see, but are going to kind of, you know, get a few different people in the audience that maybe wouldn't have come before. Maybe challenge someone who wants to see The Little Mermaid, but then wants to turn around and see something different. Some of the things I did in Bemidji over the last decade when I was there, we would do, you know, popular musicals like Chicago or The Music Man, but then we would pair them up with shows like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest or Dracula, just to give a totally different audience a chance to come in and see things. And you've got your regular audience that will obviously come to all the shows, and they want to see a variety of things. But sometimes you've got to pick specific shows to get new people in the door. And I think that's what the advocating for strong theater tends to be, is let's find those shows that will get us some new people as well.
Are there opportunities for different theater experiences? And by that, I mean, you know, a theater in the round or a smaller theater. I don't know the Black Hills, Playhouse, or I'm sorry, the Black Hills Community Theater well. Are there ways to, you know, adapt spaces so that people have, you know, a Shakespeare, like Shakespeare was originally done, or some such?
Well, you know, we've got two really gorgeous spaces in the Performing Arts Center. One is this large 700 plus seat auditorium that's this wonderful old layout where, even though there are 700 seats, no seat is like more than 12 rows back from the stage. So you've got this really big wraparound house. And then they've been very fortunate that in the last 5 years, a new wing of that Performing Arts Center has been built, and there is a lovely studio theater that has permanent seating, but really gives the chance for a more intimate and interesting sort of staging for smaller shows and musicals. But one of the things that I'm interested in exploring is what else can we do, not only within those spaces, but also around the area. Every year, the Black Hills Community Theater does a dinner theater fundraiser at a different venue, sometimes a hotel or things like that. What other things can we do? One of the things I'm interested in the first season that I'm there is kind of just learning about what's available in the town and what's available just within our center and what we can do to change up that experience for people. Because anything you can do that gets, you know, again, people interested in who have not been there before or who have been there before and want something different. That's the kind of stuff we're going to be looking for.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio. My guest is Zach Curtis. He's the new artistic director for the Black Hills Community Theater. He's joining us on the phone from Minneapolis. And Zach, I'm wondering if you have experience in the Black Hills. Have you been here before? What drew you to the area?
Well, I've always been fascinated by the area. I have a longtime friend from the cities here who his family is there and grew up there. But I had never actually been to the area until just several weeks ago when I came in to speak with them about this position. And I just immediately fell in love with the town.
Right,
It's so beautiful. And obviously the land is amazing and all of the things to do there, but it just has a great feel to it. You know, being from a big city, and it's funny because we refer to Minneapolis, you know, as the big city, and then there are some people in larger cities that would be like, that's a tiny little city. you know, I get the inevitable question, and I hope I'm not offending anyone with this, but I get you're moving to South Dakota, you know, right, that sort of feel. And I immediately counter with, oh, if you've never seen this town, I don't even know how to begin to explain it to you, because I just find it so interesting, and there's so much going on in it that I was just immediately drawn to it. And mind you, the 10 years I spent working summer stock theater before this was in a town about a fifth of the size of Rapid City, which is about a fifth of the size of Minneapolis. So I was in a very tiny town doing theater. This feels like quite the booming metropolis to do year-round theater, and I'm looking forward to it quite a bit. But it is really going to be when I show up at the beginning of April and start working. That will be my second time in the town. But I plan to learn it very quickly, and I will always be a Minnesotan at heart, but as of the month of April, I am a South Dakotan.
So. I'm excited for you, because it won't be long before you might change your mind about where your heart lives.
That's true. That's the only thing. I may not give up a couple of my sports affiliations, but other than that,
we'll allow it. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about, we just have about a minute or two left. Tell me a little bit about your acting life and how you sort of sustain yourself as an actor and a performer, as well as someone who takes on the administrative work of theater.
Well, you know, I started off as an actor. I came out of college intending to be an actor. And it wasn't until about 15 years ago, I had what I like to call a normal job, an adult day job that wasn't theatrical. And I left that to focus full time on theater. And I've been very fortunate in the fact that I have not gone back to a non-theater job since then. But I also sort of at the time fell into directing. It was I directed a show because I was available and someone asked if I would do it. And I said, sure, I'll do one. And I had never done that before. And that was 18 years ago. And I just this last fall directed my 100th show. So I it seems to be a thing I picked up on pretty quickly and came into. So it's really just a matter of mixing a lot of different skills and being open to a lot of different possibilities and any job, which is what's going to be really, I think, nice about this, is that I enjoy being a freelance artist and I love living the freelance life, but at the same time, it will be nice to have one focus and say, this is what I do, and put all of my energy into that. I have a feeling I'll be a lot less tired.
Well, Zach Curtis, we look forward to having you come back out in the moment and tell us what you've got lined up when you're settled in.
Oh, fantastic. I would love to.
All right. Thanks, Zach. Zach Curtis is the new artistic director for the Black Hills Community Playhouse.